President?
Yeah.
Yes, I have the governor. Just a moment, sir.
Hello?
Go ahead, please, sir.
Governor?
Yes, Mr. President.
I want to express my deep sympathy and tell you that we're sending the senators and a member of my staff up there leaving Washington around 11 o'clock. We have declared it a major disaster area, in accordance with your request. We will allocate the funds required on your further recommendation. And we want to do anything and everything that we can to be helpful. We've talked to General Grunther of the Red Cross, and he has reported that his people are busy, and Red Cross medical teams and experts are already on the way. I have placed immediate responsibility in the Office of Emergency Planning, and if there's anything else you can think that I could conceivably do, I want to do it.
Mr. President, I want you to know that we're deeply grateful for your concern and the action you've taken. I know all Alaskans will be deeply appreciative. As you're well aware, we've been struck a mighty blow here. And it's wonderful that the President of the United States would take this personal interest in this hour when we find ourselves disaster. We have no way of telling at the present time just what the extent of the fatalities or injuries will be, or the economic loss that will be suffered through this, has been suffered through these events that, of the past few hours. But knowing that people of the United States are all over, including the President of the United States, are with us and behind us, gives us a warm feeling indeed.
Any other news that we don't have here?
Kodiak, of course, has been hit real bad with at least two tidal waves, as I understand it, Mr. President. The downtown Kodiak practically wiped out the fisheries industry. Practically all the canneries, too, have been evidently wiped out. Anchorage, the largest city, has been dealt a real bad blow. And, of course, daylight is just coming on up there now, and the extent of the real damage, how many deaths there may have been in injuries will begin to show up now, probably. Valdez and Seward also have really been hit hard, and there are fires still burning in Valdez and Seward. Civil defense units and army units are on their way there, but we just don't know. It's too early to evaluate and assess what economic and human loss has been. I wouldn't doubt but that the total economic loss could run as high as maybe more than $250 million.
Do you have any idea of the loss of life?
No. Insofar as definite, unofficially confirmed loss of life, so far, there have only been definitely reported, I think, about 33 or 34 lives. However, there have been other reports in some of these areas that indicate that these are fragmentary report. Because, of course, this all happened in the darkness, and the areas were without light during most of the time that this disaster occurred. And it's just been real difficult. And for a few hours yet, we won't be able to have any real anything that's really meaningful on that score.
You get in touch with me, this same communications, anything you need, any time, day or night.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
And please give my warmest sympathy and understanding to all the people of Alaska. We love them.
Well, they are certainly grateful of that. If Senator Greening and Bartlett, are they going to Anchorage, Mr. President, or to Juneau first?
I believe to Anchorage.
All right.
I'm not positive on that, but I think so. We've tried to locate the congressman. He's on the West Coast.
Well, the people of Alaska want to extend their very best wishes and regards to you, Mr. President.
You tell them our every resource is at their command.
Well, that's certainly a wonderful thing of you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Governor.
Bye.